show. This is Cliffo and Gabby's catch up.
We're never gonna get one on.
Never gonna get one on.
Never gonna get one on.
Never gonna get one.
But today's never gonna get one. A really interesting conversation. One I'm very intrigued by. We wanted to find someone who has fallen in love with someone in prison. So we're not talking knowing this person before they've gone into jail, but meeting them while they're in there and falling in love. And we have Bree Sutton on the phone with us right now. How are you?
I'm great, thank you.
Bree, I've heard about this happening before. I've never met someone who's fallen in love with someone in prison. But tell us a little bit about Harley and how you came to meet Harley while he was incarcerated.
Yes, so my best friend at the time, this was a year and a half ago now, she was talking to somebody in the same prison as him. He then said, does Bria want to talk to someone? Am I okay to give her number? At first, I was a bit like, maybe not, because I didn't know anything about him. But I did a little bit of research and then I gave my number and that's just how it started.
I'm really confused because in my head, when you're in jail, you don't have a phone, you don't have the internet, you don't have those kind of luxuries. But obviously you do have those things where he is because you said you gave your number. How does that work?
Yeah, so at the time he did have a mobile phone, but he has been charged for it.
Oh, right. Okay, so it's a secret phone.
Gabby thought everyone follows the rules in prison.
Oh, no, there's so many people with phones. But ever since I've been talking to him, I've said, no, you're not having a phone. So we talk on the prison phone now. But in the beginning, that's how it worked.
Right.
He drives 7 hours every week to go and see him. Is it like in the movies where you guys get, I know in the movies they call them conjugal visits, where you get like one-on-one visits alone? Or is it more like you're talking to each other through the glass? Or how do the visits work?
So there's no glass or anything like that. The visiting hall is actually really big. They have the table set out, one chair for the prisoner, a table in between, and then 3 seats opposite. So all of the prisoners are in the same room in the same visiting hall and everyone's in there together and you can have full on contact and you can also order food as well. So a little bit like a date.
a bit like a canteen.
Like a date, yeah.
Yeah. So at what point when you were talking to him, did you realise you were in love?
I would say probably about a month and a bit into it because we would talk so often. We found out so much about each other, had so much in common. And yeah, I just felt myself gradually falling for him and we were both too scared to say it to each other. We just kept saying, I really, really like you. Never the love, but really like you. And then it got to the love.
So when does he get out and what's the plan then?
In 40 days today.
Ooh. Oh my God. So how long have you been together for while he's been locked up?
We have been together officially since October 2020.
Wow. That's quite a long time.
So obviously you'll be together when he's out. What if he misbehaves and gets put back in jail? What happens then?
Then I would definitely have to second think everything because he is wanting to change his life around and for the better, basically, not ever go back in there again.
Right.
Hopefully stick to that.
Interesting. So you are going to live together and you are going to, you know, live happily ever after when he does get out in 40 days?
Eventually. So when he first comes out, he'll be on a license for, I think it's 11 months.
So like what we call probation.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So what he'll be tied to a few rules like curfews and certain places where he can and can't go. Once that's all done, then we can do whatever we want.
What did your friends and family say to you when they found out you were dating someone who was incarcerated?
When I first told my mum, she was just more concerned about what crime he'd done, like what he was in there for.
It was burglary, right?
Yeah. So when I told her, it made her feel a little bit better because it wasn't anything to do with drugs or something like that, which she said she'd be concerned about. It has been quite a hard journey with my parents.
Yeah.
Well, you'll show them, Bria.
Yeah, you will, Bria. Yeah. And I don't know why, you know, I feel this is an important thing to say, but, like, I'm looking at a photo of you right now. You are an absolutely gorgeous girl. And I'm sure there would have been people out there who would have said stuff to you like, why have you fallen in love with someone who is incarcerated, you know, while they were in jail?
Yeah.
When you could have, you know, anyone you sort of wanted on the outside world. But I guess the heart wants what the heart wants, right?
Yeah. I mean, when I went into sort of talking to him, I thought, oh, this is just going to be a little one-off thing where he'll call me now and then and it won't be serious. But I was so shocked. I didn't go into it wanting that. It just happened.
Well, Bria, look, it's been so interesting to get your story, mate. And I know you have documented a lot of it on TikTok as well. So if people want to know more about your story, just search for Bria, B-R-E-A-H Sutton, Bria Sutton on TikTok. Bria, incredible story. Thank you for sharing.
Thank you so much. The Hit Breakfast Show.